Run.
Oh, yeah. We'll wait for Mr. Byers for a second.
So I lean in here yet either.
Okay.
Terry's outside.
At 8:45 on the clock, we'll call the Board of Supervisors to order. We'll begin with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The Open Meetings Act is posted on the wall. Attendance by observation, Juergens, Hill, Bauman, Thiemann, Dorn, Byers, and Lytle.
Good afternoon.
The consent agenda, the general agenda, approve minutes of the meeting held on January 30th, 2019, approve all claims through February 13th, 2019 in the amount of $404,738.48, except for claim number 19020119 to Beatrice Lawn Care in the amount of $3,150, and claim number 19020201 to Johnny's Welding in the amount of $109.67 to be voted on separately below. Approve and place on file correspondence received. Approve 2019 Gage County Highway Department policies with townships. Approve caretakers for Pioneer Cemeteries. Approve register of deeds fees. Report and district court summary fee. Report for the month of January 2019. Approve and receive 2018 annual report for Wymore EMS. Approve chairman to sign the contract between Gage County and Ace Eaton Metals and Top Coat. Look for a motion for the consent agenda.
I would move to approve the consent agenda.
I'll second it. I've got one question. Lisa was asking if we had the report from Wymore EMS.
If we have it?
Yep. Mm-hmm. As long as we have it, it don't need pulled.
It doesn't, yeah, no, we. Okay. That's why it's on the agenda, because okay. We received it.
All right, sounds good.
We have a motion by Byers, second by Hill. Vote. 7 in favor. On the regular agenda, approve or disapprove claim number 19020119 to Beatrice Lawn Care in the amount of $3,150.
I would move to approve claim number 19020119 to Beatrice Lawn Care in the amount of $3,150.
Second.
Moved by Byers, second by Juergens. Vote. 6 in favor with Thiemann abstaining. Approve or disapprove claim number 19020202. That's different than what it is on the front, Don.
It is?
19020201 on the front.
It should be on what's on the front. Sorry.
Okay. Approve or disapprove claim number 19020201 to Johnny's Welding in the amount of $109.67, bringing the total of claims approved through February 13, 2019 to $407,998.15.
Move to approve.
Second.
Moved by Hill, second by Lytle. Vote. 6 in favor with Juergens abstaining. Comments from the public. Now would be a time for anyone from the public that has anything to bring up or present to do so.
Good morning. My name's Don Schuler. My address is 9415 East Sage Road, Wymore. I'm here to request this board testify in support of Senator Dorn's bill, LB 474. The bill would give the county a way to request the state to help pay the final judgment in the cases known as the Beatrice 6. And the LB 474 will be heard by the Judiciary Committee Thursday, February 21st at 1:30 p.m. You represent the people of the county. It doesn't matter if you personally think this is a local issue. What matters is how you represent your constituents. Based on conversations I'd have, people believe the state is responsible. Senator Dorn said the senators he has spoken with feel it won't pass because they don't know where the state would come up with the money. This is an excuse. Don't be discouraged. You didn't get discouraged when it come to making appeals. Senators I have spoke with have indicated their willingness to consider the bill. They understand a similar situation could occur in a county in the state, and it may happen in their county, within their district, and they would want the state to help. I do not understand the reluctance of this board to not show support. I do not understand why we have not already passed a resolution supporting LB 474. Since the governor did not include any aid in his budget, this is the only bill pending in the legislature that could lower the annual tax obligation for Gage County property owners. I will be extremely disappointed, and so will the rest of the county, if the board does not testify in support on February 21st. I don't believe Gage County can be drained of $30 million and not suffer for years. In 2017, when the original version of this bill was submitted by Senator Baker, I testified in favor. Senator Chambers asked where the county board was. The board had voted not to testify. It was embarrassing that our board would not even acknowledge their interest or position on the issue. Senator Chambers is still on the Judiciary Committee, and for the bill to advance, he and the rest of the committee need to know local officials support it. Getting assistance starts with a request. Please help us and our families, yourselves, and all the residents of Gage County, and please support LB 474. Thank you.
Thank you, Don. Does anyone else from the public have anything they'd like to bring up? Seeing nothing, we'll move on to committee reports. Building and grounds, winter lights.
Dave.
Good morning.
Good morning.
During the committee reports, we did bring up the west garage area, turning that into office space that would be handicapped accessible. Making a few changes in the plan and getting, I did get in touch with Richard Burton and told him, you know, if he could revise the plan a little bit, and I would welcome him to come down again and take a different look at it. He also, a couple weeks ago during that cold snap, we had a little bit of trouble with our heat pump units in the attic. Both courtrooms couldn't keep up with the demand that was needed, and we found out it was a control on the variable pumps. So this is the first time this has ever happened, so I was kind of unaware of what was going on. I don't think it'll be a major problem. They just came up with a solution. There's going to be a guy coming down to replace that control. So right now those pumps are running at, they're supposed to be a variable speed, but they're running on just one speed now, and they are keeping up fine. County court, we had trouble with a sound system. They're going to replace a component in that system to get that working. And last but not least, I just found out this morning, I was told that we had somebody drive through our yard on the north side. And so it reminded me, we had talked a year ago about protecting our transformer. So I talked to Pat Feist about that, and we're going to get together this week and talk about how best to protect the transformer.
I mean, they just drove all the way up through the yard. I mean, it's absolutely crazy.
I think they'd be deterred by the sheriff's department right there.
They were later.
Yes. Okay, thank you.
Gary, we looked at that, too, where the attorney and the attorney interview area would be with inmates. The floors are different heights than anticipated. We'd wanted to keep that on that floor. It might not work because I think the stairs are going to end up where the inmate would be sitting, let alone a platform at the bottom of the stairs.
If you moved it over where they had planned for the mechanical room and that?
No, if you went down the way it is currently or the way it's drawn now, they may have to turn and go down the other way and move a bathroom and the mechanical room to where the interview area was. I think it'll help if Burton comes down and looks.
I do too, yeah.
But I guess that'll be a little further down the road than we thought now.
Everything else on that plan seems, you know, pretty simple and stuff, but it's just in that corner to get access up to the main lobby area. That
Dave drilled a hole through there, and the floor is 30 inches higher.
Yes. Yeah, it's so. A 30-inch offset between the two floors.
Well, January was Supervisor Dorn and mine's time to go through the jail, and we went through. The deputy took us on a tour. We need a new jail real badly. That place is torn up. I mean, the room's all out of line. I mean, it is a mess trying to get through there, in my opinion. Supervisor Dorn can express his interest, his thoughts also, and Dave's doing everything he can to make that place, can't even use a good word, but we need a new jail. It's a mess.
Thanks, Dave.
Thank you.
Equalization. Nothing more
Nothing.
Finance and insurance.
The large ticket items. Department of Correctional Services, boarding inmates and medical, $12,657.37. Listen's close enough. I'm going to announce it. Minolta, Extension Office, new copier, copy fees, $9,665.78. Moving on to the road department, Sapp Brothers, fuel, oil, and antifreeze, $18,045.73.
We also talked about how we were going to deal with benefit hours and how those were going to be paid out at committee meetings. Maybe a little bit of change going forward. Human resource and employee relations.
Money.
Law enforcement emergency management.
Yes, you want to talk transport van or?
Yeah,
touch
base on it. There are several issues on the report for committee. The one that I'm currently working on is our transport van. Initially, when I was 2 weeks ago, I wasn't here. I presented some items for your review, and you decided instead of going something used, we try to look at new. We have three now that we use. When we're down one, that really hurts us, and we can't transport both sexes and can't transport many with the car. So I have reached out to four different dealers and gave them kind of what we're interested in having compared to what we got now, and asked them to have some stuff back to me within 2 weeks for next board meeting to see where it's going to be. I think the last one, don't hold me to this, but I think it was right around the $50,000 range by the time you got it purchased, got the cage in it and the equipment and everything in that ballpark anyway. So that's on the agenda right now. Having some issues. I'm still waiting on a quote from an electrician with the lighting in the jail. We can't get them replaced anymore. They're not made, and so we're trying to find ways to retrofit it and get by that way. So we'll have to do it a sublock at a time. We have a lot of the fixtures that they just pull off the wall and expose the outlets, and we can't have that at all. So that eliminates those cells that we use for that reason. They're also going to, we're looking at the contract for CBM food vendor for the jail comes up, I think July 1, and we're going to have a probably increase on that. We agreed to, there's an option I'd put on the printouts I gave you here 2 weeks ago. Where's that? Monday, I guess it was. It's going to up the meal, I think, with about 64 cents, so we can try to get some people to stay or to apply. Right now, it's full-time food service director and part-time. I told them to give me three different options to look at. They did that. I talked to them about it, and we kind of agreed to go with number two. basically raises a part-time person up to 32 hours a week, gives them, kicks in their benefit package for CBM, and ups their wage from like 9.5 to, I believe it was 12. And then food director goes from 12.50 to 14. And then it, on the other side of the coin, it kind of helped us 8 hours a week, not paying that full 40 for the county. So hopefully by doing that, that will get some applicants in there, the good ones, the ones we've had in there before. I've had a nix for various reasons, for felony records and just people that I personally knew and didn't want there. So, because you are exposed to a few things. Beyond that, and of course, cameras, we talked about that also. This 911 center eventually wants to get to where the monitoring cameras for the courthouse and across the street at the office. I talked to Chief Lang yesterday. I told him we weren't opposed to it. The one thing I'm going to have to wait and see how it's going to turn out, because down the road anyway, is the IT people say that having more eyes on these cameras, it will slow down our viewing, which is vital for us here and across the street. So we'll see how that goes. If it does do that, we might have to reconsider maybe allowing that to happen. But I told him right now, we'll see how it goes. So that's about most of it for now. Recap. Any questions? Sure. Okay. Anything, Gary? Okay, thanks.
Thank you, Sheriff. We have a timed event. I'll ask Phil to come up and introduce our honored veteran.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's my pleasure this morning to introduce Lawrence Workman. Lawrence joined the United States Navy on July 17, 1944, and served till June of 1946. He was a machinist mate, third class, and received an honorable discharge. He received the World War II Victory Medal, American Area Medal, the Pacific Theater Medal with one service star, and the Philippine Liberation Medal, and he served on the USS Crockett during the war. Want to introduce this time? Lawrence Workman.
Well, I'm Lawrence Workman, and I, like the gentleman said, I served the Navy and on the USS Crockett, APA-148 is amphibious personnel assault. What we did, it was a troop ship, but what we did is had they call them Higgins boat, but that was where they dropped the ramp and the guys run out. God help them from then on. And that's about it for me.
His ship was initial in the first attack on Okinawa.
Oh, wow. That's right there in the heat of battle.
Oh, we was on the invasion of Okinawa.
Right.
But we... As I say, those landing barges, the Higgins boats, they call them, but we call them P-boats for personnel. But otherwise, it's just like I did otherwise, I just like a million other guys, I just served.
Well, we definitely appreciate it. The things you all saw there is something that will never be, hopefully never be replayed again.
Mr. Workman, on behalf of the county, I would like to give you these two small tokens of our appreciation, and thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'll take them over there and set them down over there for you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Lawrence. On to Road and Bridge, Terry.
Okay. Our discussions were, talk a little bit about the Gage County Highway Policy for Townships for 2019. Some minor changes were made. There's an increase in the patrol blade price. The cost of those now are $99.02 each. Move dates to request material for spring and fall deadlines. From the spring is March 31st, the deadline for turning in spring allocations, and the fall is June 30th for fall allocations. While we're on townships, we've talked about inch and a half spot rock for townships. A question I had was, townships can trade 1 mile of gravel for 1 mile of rock per year, Galen. And basically the costs are the same right now anyway, as far as we know.
I don't know.
Bach rock, if called in by the township, has to be approved by the highway superintendent.
When did you get this started?
Just an announcement I saw now on the township meeting for the township officials and county officials is set for February 28th at 7 o'clock. It would be at the extension office, as always. So usually there's a big crowd, so we'll all be there, hopefully. 1 6-year plan is complete and ready for the public hearing in 2 weeks. Bill for the final Hickory Road railroad crossing came in at $52,975.37, which for some reason was less than what we anticipated, which is a good thing. 19 projects were carried over from the last 1 year plan, but 6 of those were bridge match projects. And the rest of it we'll be talking about in our annual or in our meeting later on.
All right. Thank you, Terry. Now I'll ask Lee Tiemann to present the 2018 Public Defender's Annual Report. From the looks of things, the public defense business has been good.
That can be determined in a lot of different ways.
Thanks,
Nick.
Thank you.
For any of you that don't know kind of what we do, I'm Lee Tiemann, and I'm with Nelson Clark and Tiemann, a law firm here in town. I'm the public defender for Gage County. My role is to represent criminal defendants, juvenile offenders, parents that are accused of neglect, and any individuals that are subject to mental health commitments. In court cases where the court has determined that those individuals are indigent but entitled to court-appointed counsel. I've got my report here, basically just for the calendar year of 2018, just showing a quarterly breakdown of cases where these are new cases that we were reappointed. So as the year goes on, we keep track of any time we are appointed on cases just to try to provide those figures to the board. Just to show, I guess, how busy we are and compare it to previous years. So on the first page, I've got the 2018 breakdown. On the bottom half of that, I've got a comparison for last year just to see how the numbers changed. Overall, not too far off from that. On the second page, I've got a 10-year comparison, trying to look back just to show a trend of whether cases are going up or down. I've got kind of an average breakdown and high and low for that 10-year period. And then also at the bottom, some figures on our felony cap. Basically, we are appointed in cases felony crimes, misdemeanor crimes, juvenile cases, probation violations, and then also miscellaneous, which would be like extraditions. If we've got a person who's being arrested for an out-of-state warrant, or if we have mental health commitments,
My question, see that probation violations are over double.
Yeah, and I think that that's not so much anything unusual, I think, for Gage County. Within the last couple of years, the legislature had made changes to a lot of the sentencing structures for mostly felony cases to try to push more people towards probation instead of filling up the prisons just because of overcrowding. So I think that's more of a reflection on the court granting probation more often, but then obviously having people that aren't necessarily following that, so we're getting a lot more probation violations. A couple years back, those might have been some clients that would have just gotten a prison sentence instead of probation. So, you know, it's more of a reflection of the legislature trying to keep people out of prison if they can. But ultimately, if they don't do what they're supposed to do, that's may end up being where they go. The felony cap, just to explain that. For misdemeanors, juvenile cases, probation violations, those kind of things, we don't have any limit as to how many cases that I can be appointed on for the court, so I can be on as many misdemeanors as they want to load me up for. For felony cases, just because those do carry a lot more significant consequences, we do have a felony cap, so the idea is that I'm only allowed to have 40 open felony cases at one time, so if I'm at my cap, then the court will appoint alternative counsel. We've got a number of other defense attorneys in town that will take those cases if I'm at my cap or if we have conflicts of interest. So I'm trying to show a breakdown of kind of where we've been at, because obviously when other attorneys get appointed on those, then they get paid an additional, you know, obviously I'm under a flat contract amount, so how many ever cases I have, I get paid the same amount by the county. When alternative counsel are appointed, then they get to bill the county for the court appointment rate, which is currently $90 an hour in our judicial district. So the idea is obviously if we're at our cap, then those felony cases are going to be an extra burden, if you will, on the finances. And obviously some cases get resolved quickly, but certainly if you have a felony case that goes to a jury trial, you know, I've kind of tracked other cases in other counties, certainly you can get up into the $10,000 to $50,000 bill depending on the type of case and certainly how complicated it is and if it does go to a jury trial. So there's certainly the potential that, well, you know, when we're at our cap, it gets a lot more pricey for the county. So you can see that almost half the year for 2018, I was either at my cap or a couple cases over. There are some situations where if I've got a client already on one felony case and they get a new felony case, even if I'm at my cap, I'll still let the court give me the new case since I've already got that client. The lowest I've been during the year was 34, so I don't dip too far down below 40 before I get right back up there. But currently I am at my cap. It's just kind of an ongoing thing. The longest period of time was pretty much for the fall, between I think about early September all the way through Thanksgiving. I was at my cap that entire time, so that was a good 2.5 months of me not being able to take on any new cases. So certainly that's just something for the court or for the board to be aware of. But I don't have the figures to tell you how many cases were appointed out. That's not something I necessarily have the ability to track, but certainly the court could probably dig those records up if that's something you're interested in. But I don't know if anybody has any questions. Obviously, this is not an area probably most of you have to deal with, which is a good thing. But if you have any questions, I certainly answer them.
How many open cases do you have? Approximately, I know you can't tell. Right now, how many open cases are there?
I do kind of keep track of my cases. And certainly, I have private cases as well, so I don't just do the appointed cases. I would say on average, I'm anywhere from about 110 to 120 public defender cases. But that, you know, some cases, juvenile cases can sometimes go for 2 or 3 years. If they're like parent neglect cases where the parents are having their children removed, you know, those cases can go on for quite some time before they get closed. But generally, you know, I'm about 40 felonies, probably about 50 misdemeanors, and then 20 to 30 juvenile cases. Don't get a whole lot of mental health commitments, but we do get those every once in a while. So, pretty busy.
Busy then.
Yeah. I would say it's definitely a full-time plus job, but obviously I still have a private practice on the side as well. Any other questions? All righty. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Lee. We need to have a motion to place this on file.
Second.
We Moved by Bauman, second by Lytle. Vote. 7 in favor. Next, we'll ask for a motion to approve or disapprove the resolution for signing of the project program agreement BL-1903.
That would be 19-04.
That's the resolution.
Number 19-04.
Resolution 19-04. And that is.
What he gave you.
Part of the bridge match program between the county and the state. Basically entering into that agreement. What is the difference between these next ones?
Well, the one's an agreement, the other one's a resolution.
Okay, this first one would be the agreement between the county and the state, and the next ones would be for the.
The first one's a resolution.
First one's a resolution.
And then the agreement.
Okay, I'm sorry.
That you're going to sign an agreement.
First one's a resolution allowing to sign the agreement. The following one will be the agreement for the two projects. This first one, and I don't know, Galen, if you want to say anything about each of these as we go, but the resolution would allow us to enter into the agreement for the bridge match projects, both the twin box culvert and also the slab deck bridge.
Looks like they're separate ones, but
yeah, there'll be four items here, two resolutions, two agreements.
I'll move to approve it.
Second.
Moved by Hill, seconded by Bauman. Vote. 7 in favor.
Everybody has to sign those.
Okay. Approve or disapprove County Bridge Match Program Agreement between Gage County and the State of Nebraska Department of Transportation for Project Number STWD CBMP 3 State Control Number 00974B CBMP Control Number 00974BC County CBMP Project C0034-02910P Junction US 77 L34F 5.5 East 2.95 at Mud Creek.
Move to approve.
Second.
Moved by Hill. Second by Bauman.
Would you repeat the motion?
Vote. 7 in favor. That's our slab deck bridge.
Did you say that?
Move to approve or disapprove resolution for signing of project program agreement BL-1907, which would be, would that be resolution 19-05?
Correct.
Resolution 19-05.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Bauman, second by Hill. Vote. 7 in favor. Let me pass those down too. We're not going to get these confused, are we?
They are numbered.
Approve or disapprove County Bridge Match Program Agreement between Gage County and the State of Nebraska Department of Transportation for Project Number STWD CBMP 3 State Control Number 00974B CBMP Control Number 00974BG County CBMP Project C00340-1330-3W2S of Beatrice CBD at Stream, and this would be our twin 12 box culverts. 12 by 12 box culverts.
Motion to approve.
Moved by Bauman.
Second.
Second by Hill. Vote. 7 in favor. Those are a couple great projects that we got out of round 3. Now we're looking for the next ones for round 4 already.
We came out really good.
Very well. Very well. Next on the agenda, approve or disapprove a letter to the Nebraska Department of Roads to support services of Blue Rivers Area Agency on Aging.
Move to approve.
Second.
Moved by Hill, second by Bauman. You want to say anything on that, John? Or
not really. I mean, it's, you know, ongoing services that they provide to support the aging, you know, and in the area.
John, is this just the normal yearly letter that goes out, or is this, or was this, was there actually an issue where somebody was trying to get rid of it?
It's just asking for support.
It's just the yearly support.
Their budget is set up different than ours on the calendar versus annual basis, so they have to request this letter for continued support, even though it's non-binding, because we can't do our budget for next year yet. But it's one of those things. We've talked about it in the past and reviewed it, so it basically assists them in getting their budget submitted and approved.
Something to the Department of
Transportation, too. That we're, yeah, they got to go through the federal. They can fund them. Yeah. Vote. 7 in favor. Next, we'll have discussion and approval or disapproval designating a county board member as the voting member of the Engage annual meeting. This is the same thing we do each year at the Engage annual meeting. Being we're a major funder there, we designate someone and allow them to vote at the business meeting, which will be on February 19th at 5:30. I guess last year we designated me as a voting member there. I'll be there again this year. I don't know if anyone else will attend, just so long as we have someone there.
You're still our representative for Engage.
And Gary and I are representatives on the Engage board, so it makes sense for one of us, but we need a motion and a second for that. I think any of us can go to that meeting, though. I'm sure any of us would be welcome to go to that business meeting. And, of course, here we'll be voting for one county and two city representatives. That's what's up. And we have their bios. So it'd be good to whoever's a voting member, each of you discuss that with them and kind of decide what route as far as who you would like to see representing the county and city.
I think I've already signed up and paid to go to the annual meeting, so I'm going, but I would move if we need a motion to appoint you as the representative for the county.
Second.
Moved by Byers, second by Bauman, to represent Tiemann as our voting member. Vote. 7 in favor. Next on the agenda, oh, and I suppose with that, though, if you guys read through these bios, if you have any thoughts, talk to me and we'll, you know, kind of tell you what I've visited with other people as well as representatives from the city. With the county and the city being the two major funders, it's good that there's some crossover, I suppose, or agreement, and there seems to be already. So feel free to give me a shout and tell me what you think on these members. Last on the agenda, approve or disapprove sending a letter to Senator Dorn that is in support of legislation for assistance from the state in helping pay the Gage County federal judgment. We sent a letter in support of another bill here a few weeks ago or a month ago. This one would be more in regards to LB 474. What that bill does, and I have a copy here if anyone wants to take a look at it. I don't know if do they each have that on their desk already. If anybody wants to take a look at it, I have a copy here.
I've got copies if you want.
Okay. It allows for funding It allows for funding from the state, or basically puts in place a claims process for judgments. It has a lot of rules stipulated out, be it through qualifications or dollar amounts. But I talked to Senator Dorn the other day, and as he introduced that, he said it wouldn't hurt to have support from the county on this. You know, just something in support, saying how we feel on this. So wanted to have this up for discussion. Are there any questions or comments on this bill? I know if you haven't read it yet.
And this is in support of the general idea of assistance from the state.
The general idea,
which
we don't know what the actual end product will be yet, but this won't be today only. This won't be this year only. This will be an ongoing thing as we have an ongoing judgment, trying to find a method to get some dollars from the state to help relieve the pressure on the Gage County taxpayer.
I'll move to approve it.
Second.
Moved by Hill, second by Juergens. If there's anyone who wants to speak now about this topic, general support from the state or LB 474 in general.
Thank you for this opportunity. Good morning. My name is Gregory C. Lobby. I reside at 312 North 10th Street, Wymore, Nebraska. I'm here to support the motion that the board support LB 474 that was introduced by Senator Baker in the last session and then reintroduced again this year by Senator Dorn. It will be heard on Thursday, February 21st, by the Judiciary Committee in the Warner Chamber at 1:30 in the afternoon, approximately, depending on when they pick it up exactly in their schedule of bills that they're going to hear that year. Previously, the bill was heard by the Judiciary Committee. Several people spoke in favor of it, including the ACLU. No one spoke in opposition. The Assistant Attorney General for the Claims Board did come in and testify in the neutral about various aspects of the bill. The bill did not go out of committee. I've given you a copy of the bill itself. The bill is really intended to provide an adequate remedy of law for the innocent. In summary, it effectively recognizes three classes of innocent individuals. First are those innocent who were wrongfully convicted as a felon and imprisoned, and then that is expanded to include those who are simply incarcerated without being convicted of a felony, so that it protects those who are jailed. And that's to cover the situation that arose in Cass County, where they had a circumstance of two young men that were falsely accused of murder and jailed for several months, and the resulting lawsuits and settlements amounted to several million dollars in that county. The other group that it really tries to protect are the innocent property owners, by giving those people who are subject to a federal judgment as a political subdivision a right to file a claim for the final judgment in the state claims board and be heard there. And it also gives the same right to the prevailing parties. In this instance, it would be the Beatrice Six. If approved by the state claims board, then the claim would be referred to the legislature for an appropriation. The bill makes some other minor adjustments, but those are the major provisions. There has been some concern, I think, about whether or not this is a local or a state matter. It's my hope that it will be considered a state matter. I think the state was thoroughly involved in the specifics of what occurred here in Beatrice. And I'm working on a list that can be used to present to legislators to try and demonstrate that involvement. And you who may know more details about these cases than I might wish to contribute some information to that list. If anyone has any questions, I would try and answer them.
What day did you say this is tentatively scheduled for?
Thursday the 21st. So it would be next week of February.
Yeah.
I would hope that the board would either send a representative or as an individual, some person of the board would appear so that the committee knows that this bill at least has the general overall approval of the board and would like to see it move forward. I think it is the only mechanism that would spare the property owners and residents of this county the burden of the judgment, at least as pending now in the legislature.
Is there any other questions for Mr. Lobby? Thank you, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Is there anyone else who would like to speak on this?
I've already said what I want to say.
If this would, if this is approved, Roger has or can adjust a letter that we'll send up to Senator Dorn's office, and that'll go to the Judiciary Committee. And as I go over this, we haven't addressed this previously this year. In the past, a similar bill went forward. We did not comment on it or, I guess, push for it either way because we were still in litigation. As far as this year, we haven't done anything on it yet just because it's not out of committee. Now that it's going to be heard, it's time to, if we're going to make a statement or approve or disapprove support of it, now would be the time. Senator Dorn's been actively communicating locally still as before. The nice thing is now we have someone in Lincoln that has a little louder voice that's still actively working for us in Gage County. We have a motion by Hill and a second by Juergens for...
One other thing, I think, just so the public understands, this board and the board before it and people served on it have been actively pursuing, representing our constituents in regard to this judgment. There's some things that we cannot discuss in public, and sometimes it's almost offensive for me to sit here and listen to people poke fun at this group like we're too stupid to figure things out. And it bothers me, and I wasn't going to say anything, but rest assured, I you know, in the 8 years I've served here, and unfortunately we've had to almost address this on a meeting basis. This board has done that. They've listened to good counsel. And I'm not talking about myself. I'm talking about a lot of the folks that you've hired to give you the best advice. And sometimes we're bound that we can't say something publicly because we do have a writ of certiorari in front of the United States Supreme Court that is currently being briefed and will be heard by that group. And we still, that is an open case, and we have to be careful. But, again, the board in the background has been working on it. If we have a judgment that is a final judgment, what is it, what are we going to do and how best to handle it? So I just wanted people to understand that, you know, I have seen this firsthand, and even though we can't go out and tell Doug and Scott exactly what's going on because of obvious reasons involving litigation, it is it's been a good group of people to work with, a very, very difficult situation that was none of their faults. I want to put that on. Sometimes people forget. It wasn't this board. I'm not pointing fingers. I'm just saying you people got dealt this hand to work with it. And that's real tough when you go to coffee shops and watering holes and wherever else we socialize, and we catch a lot of flack for it. And I appreciate the fact that you listen to everybody and have to bite your tongue sometimes and not be able to tell them exactly what you're working with. So I'll be quiet.
And, of course, with this, there's ongoing communication between state officials and the county on a weekly basis. I can't say every day, but I can say every week there's communication between the capital and the county. All right, we have a motion and a second. Vote. 7 in favor. With that, if there's nothing else.
I do have something else.
Mr. Hill?
First, there's a lot of points in here that we've talked about. I mean, I wouldn't say all of them, but certainly there is. But being this is going to be heard before our next meeting, I think we probably need to have a closed session to discuss some points that, you know, we want to bring up. And
Specifically on the
Beatrice 6 case.
On Beatrice 6. Yeah. All right. With that, we will go into closed session for necessary for the protection of the public interest or for the protection of needless injury to the reputation of an individual.
And I would also add, with your permission, that it's an emergency basis since we will not be meeting before this public hearing and from the Judiciary Committee, so we got to do it today.
With counsel's addition.
Suggestion.
You need a motion to go in?
Yes.
I'll move to go into closed session.
Motion by Hill.
Second.
Second by Byers to go into closed session. Vote. 7 in favor. Are you ready?
In the afternoon, they'll be in committee meetings, and so you can get in to see them.
Ask for
the they're in session, so you can.
As soon as I get something back, I'll send it out to all of you.
Ask for a motion to come out of closed session at 10:21 on the clock.
Generalizes.
Where are you going, Jurgens?
Moved by Bauman, second by Lytle. Vote. 6 in favor. 7 in favor.
I guess
look for a motion to adjourn.
Well, I'd like to discuss maybe remilling that Odell Blacktop. You can go ahead and leave.
it's a good idea, but that's not on the agenda.
Back to gravel, you say?
Yeah, back to gravel. Well, yeah. We can pave Holmesville with
and we're adjourned.
We can put a 4-inch lift.